This is an oral history interview with Hugh Purdon. Do you have a second name? Okay. Hugh Purdon on the 16th of April 2011 on Marion Island. So tell me what's your team number and the year?
Marion 67, and we're here from 2010, 2011.
Okay. And what exactly do you do?
I'm a sealer.
Okay. And how did it happen that you applied to go?
My sister's a sealer, and she sent me an email while she was on the island saying that they were struggling to get a fourth sealer down because their one sealer pulled out before they even got to the island. So she said, why don't you apply? And I said, okay.
And here you are.
And here I am, yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you ever have an interest in the... sort of in the islands before you came here?
Not before Jean applied for it. And she said, oh, I'm going to Marion Island. So then I heard about it, then I looked at it, I watched the...
became aware.
Yeah, the SABC production, I can't remember what it's called.
Marion 101, I think.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So you didn't actually know much about the islands?
I didn't even know that South Africa went to Antarctica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, describe the team preparations that you did for the year. Well, you didn't do any, did you?
Nothing.
Did you have to do any preparation?
They just said, pretty much Niku and Chris Oosthuizen, they said to me, they gave me a workbook, and then they said, this is what you'll be expected to do, and showed me how to tag a seal on pictures on a slideshow and showed me killer whales. I was like, oh, that's amazing, blah, blah, blah. And then they said, okay.
There you go.
Took about 2 hours.
So, did you know anything about seals before you came here?
I had seen seals before. Never seen an elephant seal. Never seen a killer whale. But I had seen some, I think they were African fur seals.
Ah.
Cape fur seals, rather.
Okay, so you sort of had a vague idea of what you were getting yourself
into. They
kind
of look like dogs, but...
Well, they make the sound of dogs.
So. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, cool. So, you took the Agalas down.
Yes. Yeah.
Who was the captain?
Gavin.
Yeah. Okay. So, how was the sea journey? You came with a lot of PWD guys, right?
I came on the construction voyage, in August. It was a rough one. Supposedly, it was rough. But other than that, nothing much happened. I came down also with Greg.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So nothing much happened during the trip.
So it was just... What did you do? Sort of sleep? Were you seasick?
No, I wasn't seasick. Oh,
yeah.
Didn't sleep. Well, I slept most of the time, yeah. But then after a while, you get too much of sleep. There wasn't that many people. It was just mostly PWD guys, and they had their own little party upstairs.
Yeah, because...
And the rest of the time,
okay.
Pretty quiet trip.
Anything interesting happen on this journey down?
No, not really. Besides plates flying everywhere in the rough seas and stuff.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I think
cool. So, when you arrived, what were your first thoughts?
Well, when I first saw the island, I thought we were going to Jurassic Park. I was like, no ways. I got to walk around that. I had no idea. Then I got here and I was dressed full Gore-Tex, three jerseys, gloves, beanie, jumping on the island. I was like, oh, it's quite warm here.
Mm.
Yeah, and then walked through a mire and still just mostly a daze, just thinking, you know, what on earth am I doing here? You know, what's going to happen? Have I got enough stuff? You know, stuff like that.
Did you feel prepared or you sort of...
Yeah, I've never felt underprepared. I've never actually even felt out of my depth, which is weird. But yeah. The preparedness, I think, is just I wanted to get away and have an adventure. And so.
And have you?
Yeah. So the whole preparedness thing didn't really matter. Okay. Yeah, because it was just out to have a blast.
Cool. And I mean, did it help to have your sister here in terms of having her tell you?
Yeah.
What's happening? Yeah. What's up?
Well, if she hadn't have said to me, look, this is what you need to buy inner souls. If I hadn't have done a whole bunch of shopping with her, I would have been completely lost. Maybe that's why why I felt prepared
as well. Yeah, because you physically had someone feeding you information from the island before you came.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so you basically arrived in the middle of, had they moved base when you arrived? Not yet.
No. We were still living in old base.
Okay.
So I moved into Sandton. And yeah, I've spent 3 months, August, 3 months there, about just over 3 months, and then we moved. It's about end of October, beginning of November time, I think. Just before you guys came down on that ship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was still sort of unsettled.
Yeah.
And how was it to arrive in a strange place and to sort of try and live somewhere and sort of make it your home and then have to move to a completely different place?
Well, yeah, it wasn't that bad for me because when I arrived, everything was new. And then we started the breeding season.
Mm.
And then I was just away. I had
very busy.
Tiny amounts of time at base, you know. And when I was at base, I was either sleeping or eating. So it wasn't really that much of an issue. And then I moved to new base and I was like, okay. The only problem was that we had to move during our breeding season.
Oh,
and
yes.
That caused a huge amount of stress for everyone, on top of normal stress. Yeah,
the normal pressure of the breeding season. Now, please describe a day in the life of a sealer. What exactly does it entail?
That's a difficult one.
Well, I know it obviously depends on sort of the season. If you describe different seasons, what do you do?
Okay, well, there's pretty much we do the elephant seal censuses, which is the main sort of reason why we're here, I suppose. It's been going for 25 years, 25 to 30 years, somewhere around there. And yeah, we've just go and check tags, see which seals are out and which seals are not, pretty much. And we tag all the newborn pups on the island. And now that we got four sealers, we're doing much more intensive killer whale observations. So we look for killers quite a lot. Yeah, and also a lot of fur seal work, tagging, tracking, stuff like that. So we would pretty much do all this stuff. We would catch the fur seals, we would tag the elephant seals, we would put the devices on elephant seals, put devices on fur seals. Yeah, so it's a lot of hands-on cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So have you ever been bitten?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did you take a photograph and send it to Martin?
No, actually, I didn't. I didn't have time to take a photograph. It wasn't that bad a bite, but also you get bitten all the time on your hands by pups, because you have to wear the fur seal pups.
Okay.
And they don't like being picked up.
No. How much do they weigh?
They start off at about 6 kgs. And then
they're born?
Yeah. Well, probably a bit less. Between 5 kgs and up to about 18, 19. Yeah.
So, how exactly does the season work? Sort of when is it breeding season? Is in August?
It's the peak breeding season where most elephant seals are out.
Mm-hmm.
Is October the 15th. Yeah, that's when we do our whole round island census, and that's when everything starts going crazy. Because from there on, the maximum amount of females are out. They've hauled out then, and the pups start weaning. So they stop suckling, and the mothers go back to the sea. And then we have to start weighing the pups.
While they remain behind.
Yeah. And then we have to keep on censusing and we have to tag the pups.
Oh, okay, I see.
From then on until about.
And that is sort of, do the pups stay on the beach and then there's a beach master to sort of watch over them? Or how does it work?
No, the beach master watches over his females.
Oh, okay, so he doesn't care about the pups.
Doesn't care about the pups, okay. Yeah. Actually, I lie, he does a bit. It's weird. The one at Tripod, if you started playing with the pup, trying to tag it and weigh it, he'll come out, chase you away.
Okay.
And nothing can distract him from doing it. But he was the only one out of the entire thing, so it was weird.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
So what are the challenges of living on an island like this?
The main challenges was the mental toughness of sitting in this nice warm base and then thinking I have to go out in that weather and walk for the whole day, censusing, being freezing cold and, you know, having not a nice time to another place and knowing that you had to do it and there's no way of getting out of it.
Did you stay in the huts a lot?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah.
You like the huts?
Yeah, love the huts. Huts are awesome.
Do you have a favorite one?
It has to be McSpickle.
Why?
Because we stay there so often.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do. Tropicalis, a tennis patent thing. Yeah, we stay a week to 10 days there at a time.
Great.
By ourselves with the pups. Yeah, and so we get to know the pups pretty well there.
So they sort of have personalities and that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, they all have separate personalities, which is awesome. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, do you have any animal-related stories, or little sort of adventures that you had chased by?
Yeah, I suppose.
Aggressive.
Tristan's got the best ones.
Yeah.
But, got a few where I was standing watching for tags at a harem and standing there happily, and this female charged me. Tristan luckily stuck a stick in her mouth and distracted her slightly, but then she still bit my leg. Luckily, it was only like a passing blow.
Oof.
Yeah, and so I think he saved my entire leg. It was nice of him. Yeah.
Very nice indeed.
It's cool stuff like that.
Cool. Yeah. So, you come sort of as an outsider, and you come in and you join this team. How was it to sort of first meet your teammates? Because they'd already sort of formed a relationship with one another, and then you and Greg came in.
Mm. I think it was really easy for me because of Jean.
Yeah.
She's like a social bridge, and maybe I don't know. It wasn't that difficult for me. Maybe I think Greg was more apprehensive about it than I was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was just walked in, and Jean was like my bridge to them.
Okay.
And she was, she helped me out a lot. I used to follow her around all over the show until I worked out what was going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was it generally throughout the year? How's the team dynamics been?
It's been pretty good, eh? Yeah. I mean, you always have your issues, and some people you like, some people you don't like, but we haven't had any serious bust-ups at all.
No, that's good.
Yeah, the main stress for the team dynamics was when I first arrived was the whole moving.
Mm.
I don't know, it was a weird time, because I didn't know anyone that well.
Mm.
Everyone got really uptight about moving and how it was handled. And, I don't know if that was just the island getting to them or if it was handled wrong. I personally think it was handled wrong.
Mm.
But yeah.
So did you, sort of having arrived and sort of getting into your routine and sort of getting on with your work, did you interact with the PWD guys a lot or not really?
No, not at all.
So you didn't. They didn't really interfere with what you were doing. They sort of went ahead and did whatever it is they did.
Yeah, they were all this side anyway.
Okay.
They all lived in the new base, and we were all in the old base. They only came over for supper, and then they came back here. So they tried to get us to interact, but then the contractors got a bit excessively drunk every time we went over, and sometimes it got a bit out of hand.
Okay.
Yeah, so we kind of stopped. Yeah.
Wow. And how is it like dealing with DEA, sort of having a constant presence from them?
It hasn't really affected me that much, except during that movement, move there. Yeah, that sucked. I didn't like them here then. It wasn't cool at all. Yeah.
So how did the vibe differ from the old base and now in the new base? Because it's a whole different environment.
Yeah.
So.
The vibe was really stressed in the old base. And I didn't see them without the DA here the whole time. So, yeah, the new base, it seems a lot more social, but that's maybe because I'm here at the base more often than I was during breeding season. But it seems that people hang out a lot more and watch movies together a lot more. But, yeah, in old base, people stay in their rooms a bit more, I think.
Yeah, so what do you do for relaxation? What did you do?
We used to watch movies a lot.
Okay.
Watch movies and read books.
So. But you were here for the Maid Marian competition.
Yes.
How was that?
Oh, it's awesome. It's great. it was a bit wow, but yeah.
What did you do?
We all dressed up as pretty much prostitutes. So it was great, yeah. Yeah, I wore a very short skirt with fishnet stockings.
Ah,
And a blonde wig, which I seem to have lost.
Is that the one in the bar, maybe?
It could be. Ah, oh, maybe it is.
Just go check it out.
Mm. On the top of the...
Yeah.
Yes, that is it. I was first princess.
Awesome.
Yeah, us sealers are representing. Last year, it was Derek who was Maid Marian. And now it's Tristan and I, we're first and second princess, so...
Quibus who won, right?
Quibus won, yeah.
Why did he win? What made him a better candidate than you?
I don't know, he got into the character, hey? I don't know what it was. He had a cigarette and he looked like this fancy European chick and we were just prostitutes. Quibus looked classy. I think that, you know, chicks like classy guys and, well, Quibus was classy.
You've seen these chicks like classy chicks.
Well, chicks like classy chicks, I suppose, yeah. The rest of us were wearing very revealing. Yeah.
What was the most difficult thing about your hair? Well, your few months.
I don't know. I think maybe I wanted to say moving.
Mm.
Yeah, it has to be that, I suppose. Moving from the old base to new base with Adrian doing his, you know, slave driving thing and making us do stuff that we didn't have time or energy or willpower to do.
What kind of stuff?
We had to move the entire mammal lab.
So sort of all the equipment.
Like the 18th of October, I don't know. Sometime between 15th of October and November, he said we have to move it.
So you all had to go and carry equipment from that side.
Yeah, and eventually we're like, no, can't do it. I told him, look, dude, it's impossible. You know, we're barely just getting through our breeding season as it is. You can't make us do that. Luckily, he said, okay, just before the ship arrives. So we managed to do it by then, yeah.
And what was the easiest thing?
Easiest thing. Wow. I've never been asked that before. Easiest thing.
Oh, well, the most pleasant thing then.
Getting to know the team then.
Cool.
Yeah. I think I've got friends for life here now. Yeah, which is awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And sort of your time here, what did you learn?
I learned that there's a lot of things that I could do that I previously thought that I couldn't. Yeah, you learn to think, oh wow, yeah, I'm not that stupid, I'm not that slow, I'm not that weak, you know, all sorts of things like that. But you can actually do stuff. Yeah.
And what will you miss about the island?
It's the team. Yeah, definitely.
Do you ever consider coming for another year?
I don't know. I'd said to everyone before takeover came, I said, I'm not doing this again. But now it's actually dawned on me that I actually have to go home.
Mm.
So I don't know. But I don't know what it will be like if I have another team, though. Mm. I think that will be one of the main sticking points. Yeah.
A whole different approach.
Mm. Yeah, different people, I mean, maybe. This team has been completely, like a complete anomaly. That's the one. Yeah.
Cool. Now, we have the research base here. Why do you think it's important to have the base here? And why do you think the research being done here is important?
Well, it's quite a unique place to do research, I suppose. I'm not really a scientist. In my layman mind, it's like, well, if we're not looking at these animals down here, no one else is going to be. So how do we know what we're doing further up north is affecting them? And if it is affecting them, then it's probably a bad thing for us further up north too. You know? So if all these animals die out, then what's going wrong with our oceans? And oceans feed a large part of the world. So, yeah, could cause I think it's really important, actually, yeah.
Describe Marian.
Describe it. Mm. Oh, completely inhospitable and beautiful, I suppose, yeah. It's got that haunting ruggedness that scares you, but also puts you in awe of it, I suppose. Yeah.
Nice. Is there, well, anything you'd like to add? Any sort of incidents you want to tell us about?
Incidents?
Any incidents at all?
This is the famous part, is it?
Yes, this is. This is your opportunity to make it big.
Oh, not really, except for that move, which I've...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said before. Yeah.
Any sort of positive incidents that you'll look back on with fondness, maybe?
Maid Marian. there's been so many, it's hard to count. The end of breeding season, Jean, Tristan and I sat at Ship's Cove, and we each opened a beer, and we thought, well, you know, that's it. We've done it. We've done the impossible. Everyone said, you know, the breeding season is the most hardest time of the year. We just finished our last Friday census and everything, you know, just got all the data and we're just sitting there going, you know, we've actually survived this. We're still alive. No one got seriously injured. Yeah, and we've got as much of the data as we possibly could. It's a good feeling. One of the better feelings I've had, yeah. It's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool. And sorry, just to get back to the census, so you then collect the tag numbers or the data, and then what do you do with the information?
Well, each year has a specific color code.
Mm.
So every year is born, it's a different cohort. Mm. So this year, our cohort was green-red.
Mm.
So last year was orange-blue. Mm. The previous year was plain black, and there was lemon brown. So, and they go up from 0 to, or from 1 to about 500.
Okay.
So there's about 500 pups born every year. And so then we get to know every year which seals are out and which seals are breeding.
And which seals came back
to
a specific place. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where we collect it and see who's mating with who and which female's getting pups and stuff like that. Yeah.
And then you put it into a database?
Yeah, big database, yeah. And then some poor guy who's doing his master's or PhD has to sift through it all and find out all the patterns and stuff, yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
and whether they're succeeding or not succeeding, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't know. I might come to you later and say, I forgot that.
Yeah, brilliant. That's it.
Cool. Thanks, Dora.